politically, having over 500 people in our community would completely wipe out any interest we have. Are you aware that there are immigrant advocates at state houses all over this country who are advocating for non-citizen voting in local elections? What if that happened here? That would change the mindset of what we as a black community need to thrive here in Chicago. That's a concern of ours. This is much bigger than the mayor of Chicago or Chicago Police Department. This is an effort to destroy our neighborhoods and silence our voices even further.
The people of Chicago are fighting back. What you just heard was from a protest in Chicago protesting the arrival of 500 illegal aliens, illegal immigrants. Now, again, I want to reiterate, illegal. Here's the thing. 97% of the people in Chicago voted for Joe Biden, who blatantly came out during the campaign and said, we're going to open the border. Title 42 is officially done. It is a free-for-all at the border. I had a couple libtards, a couple lefties, email me at my new email address, theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. But they emailed me and said, listen, look. And they sent me articles, links to articles. Joe Biden is doing something about the border. He's sending 1,500 troops down there. Yes. Do you know why he sent 1,500 troops down there? They're not there to protect the border. They're there to process the illegals. That is their only job. It took the governor, Greg Abbott of Texas. He took the Texas National Guard and put them at the border. What is this administration doing? What is Mayorkas doing? Mayorkas is on TV doing the rounds telling us that the border is secure. I don't know what planet this guy's living on. But the border is not secure unless you call a secure border wide open, just letting tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants into our country where we have no idea who they are, what they are, what their plans are. And I love the Mexican people. The Mexican people, and this is not all Mexican people. This is Venezuelans, Guatemalans. Did you realize that the president of Guatemala called the White House, called numerous times to talk to Joe Biden to tell him that there is a huge caravan of illegal immigrants coming through his country to the Mexican-American border? What do you think the Biden administration said? They didn't say a thing. They never returned his calls. You can't tell me Joe Biden's too busy unless he's taking another nap. But nobody returned the call. Why? Where is the treason in this? Why is nobody talking treason? Why is nobody talking about impeaching this idiot? Listen. What do we get? We get 87,000 new IRS agents that are going to be breathing down your neck, taking half of your paycheck, and then we're called white supremacists, domestic terrorists, we're called racists, extremists, and every other name in the book. However, if you are an illegal immigrant, an illegal alien, and again, I have to reiterate, I'm using the word illegal for a reason. There is a legal process to come into this country. Every one of these people that do not follow that process is breaking the law. Now, I realize that the Democrats don't think laws are important, but the majority of Americans, and obviously the people of Chicago, are now starting to realize that, yes, these laws are important. But yet these illegals coming into this country, they get free smartphones. They get free transportation to towns across the U.S., regardless of whether these towns want them or not. The residents of Chicago, they do not want an influx of illegals. The mayor, obviously a different story. In New York, Mayor Adams is proposing closing off city streets in New York and making them essentially an illegal community. Have you been to New York? It is a nightmare with all the streets open. Can you imagine closing down streets in New York, making the nightmare traffic situation in New York 10 times worse? And they're doing it for illegals. He wants to make that an illegal, safe city. Do it. Go ahead and do it. But when you liberals in New York decide, I've had enough, this is ridiculous, and you move to Florida, you move to Texas, or you move to a red state, don't bring your views with you. Because those views are what caused that city to become a hellhole. Don't make a red state blue because, well, I didn't like where I was, but I'm going to move down here and vote the same way. That's what's happening. Look at the people with the mass exodus out of California, who we're going to be talking about here in a second. These idiot liberals in California can't stand the high taxes, can't stand the living conditions, can't stand the homeless issue in California. So what do? They move to Arizona, they move to Texas, they move to Nevada, and they're bringing their views. They're not changing them. They're just changing locale. So you keep voting like that, you idiots. And what are you going to do? You're going to turn the state that you just moved into like the state you just left. So again, American citizens are going to be terrorized by the administration that's in charge right now by way of their IRS agents who are getting loaded up with semi-automatic weapons. I'm sorry. Are these not the weapons that the Democrats are trying to ban? They'll take them away from the citizens and give them to government agents. What in the world could possibly go wrong there? I can't see any way that I would be worried about that. It's worked so well in other different countries. It's going to work well here, right? No, the same thing's going to happen. They're going to disarm the citizens, arm the government officials. We have no way to defend ourselves. Hello, FEMA camp. So Biden, in his cabinet, in his administration, care not one lick about the citizens of this country, especially the citizens of Chicago who don't want illegals bust into their cities. Doesn't matter. You voted for me, doesn't matter. I'll want your vote in 2024, though, right? Yeah, that's how it works. It's like Black Lives. They only matter every 4 years when they need your vote. As soon as they get your vote, your life doesn't matter anymore. How much do you hear from BLM right now? Nothing. Why? Because it's not an election year. What are you going to hear next year? All about BLM. Everything's going to be BLM because they need the black vote. The black population of this country is starting to realize that they're being manipulated, that the wool is being pulled over their eyes. I am getting to the point where I'm really truly starting to believe that the left is overplaying their hand. I have a friend who I was talking to a couple weeks ago. He came up to me and we were talking and somehow we got on politics, surprise. And he said, Tom, I've been a liberal all of my life. I grew up a liberal. My father, my mother were a liberal. Their father and their mother were a liberal. He told me, I can't associate with them anymore. I can't agree with their views. This cancel culture, God forbid I say something I shouldn't, I run the risk of losing my career. And he's a very successful person. And he is terrified. He says, these liberals, this Democrat Party is ruining this country. And his hand was on his forehead. He's like, I can't believe I'm telling you this, but it's true. I'm turning into a Republican. Oh, my God. So I told him, well, there's worse things you could turn into. And welcome to the right side of history. You will be judged. I'm telling you, as we look back in history, you liberals, you're going to be on the wrong side of history. Anybody who supports this bullcrap is on the wrong side of history. But let's not leave the Republicans out of this. We see what's happening. We see that they're letting tens and thousands and hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants into this country every month. 2 million, I think it was already this year. That's ridiculous. What are the Republicans doing? Where is the impeachment talk about this? Nobody wants to get rid of this guy, apparently, except the majority of Americans. You know, 70 million votes, 70 million Joe Biden apparently got. I have a question. Who are these 36% of Americans who are still giving this guy a favorable approval rating? These people are obviously mentally handicapped. You cannot see what is going on in this country and say, I approve of this message. If you approve of this message, then I implore you to move out of this country because you are on the wrong side of history. You are on the wrong side of what this country is really about. You may not like what this country is about. You have every right still to just get up and move to a country. If you want to be oppressed like that, move to Venezuela. Move to North Korea. Move to Iran. Let me know how oppressive and how racist this country is. If you are a gay, trans person, move to Iran. And then as you're swinging from a crane, I'm going to ask you, how bad was America? Because if you're gay in Iran, they kill you. Here, we applaud you. In America, if you're gay, if you're trans, you're a social influencer. Your image will be plastered all over Bud Light beer cans. You will get your own talk show. You can put a podcast out where everybody listens to it because he's gay. He's trans. He's a drag queen. And the best part is if you're in the LBTGQXY, I don't even know what the acronym is anymore. If you are part of that community, you can go into an elementary school and groom those kids for this. Only in America. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a world of hurt. Our morals in this country, I won't say all of ours, I will say 30% of the people's morals in this country are so ass backwards, they can't even think straight. And yes, that is a high number, 30%, because I truly believe that it is probably 10 to 15, maybe 20% of the people agree with everything that this idiot in chief is doing. But the problem is, it's their voice that's being heard. This is the equity. This is everybody's included. Everybody except if you're a white suburbanite Republican, then your voice doesn't matter. You're just a racist. You're a white supremacist. Yeah, you have no value. That is how the liberals think of you. This is where we are in America. We are being inundated. I'm stuttering because I'm just flabbergasted that I'm even having to talk about this. We're being inundated right now at our borders. Pray for those families that live on the border because they're being inundated with illegal immigrants that we don't know who they are. We don't know what they're here for. They could be terrorists. They could be MS-13 gang members. We don't know. They could be part of the cartel. But thank God the Biden administration brought 1,500 troops down to the border so we can process them. Not to repel them from entering our country illegally, just so we can process the ones that got through illegally. This is the mind frame of this administration. KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre, is out there trying, and she's failing miserably. One of the worst speakers I've ever heard. I mean, literally, I don't know how she goes to bed at night. She is lying through her teeth. And she's got to just toe the party line. And she's telling everybody, it's secure. We have no problem at the border. Okay. The rest of America sees otherwise. So it's a crazy, crazy time to be alive. Some people say, what a great time to be alive. Other people are saying, this is ridiculous. I guess it all depends on your perspective. So we've got a great show today. That was our first segment. The next segment I'm going to talk about is going to be, I can't believe I haven't talked about this before, because this literally was the case that got me into ufology. It happened in 1987-ish, and it's still controversial to this day. We're going to talk about that UFO encounter, the multiple UFO encounters that this person had, as well as what is going on with Joe Biden right now. Do we have him? Did we catch him? Not according to the FBI. I'm having flashbacks to Hillary and her servers right now. Regardless, as I said, we've got a great show. I need you to sit back. I'm going to need you to relax. But most importantly, I'm going to need you to open your mind. because this show is going to blow it wide open. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back. The 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention, now at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Get ready for 2 days packed with the paranormal. Saturday, November 4th and Sunday, November 5th, 2023, the world of the paranormal comes to life in the Mid-Michigan area for the 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention. When you're there, you will learn about ghosts and all things paranormal. You will also learn about Bigfoot, haunted objects, aliens, cryptids, demonology, ufology, Ouija boards. You will have psychic readings, intuition. There's talks about witchcraft, tarot. There'll be mediums. You will learn about the Michigan lore and its haunted history. You will also have access to private seances, gallery readings, oddities, all-day speakers, demonstrations, and presentations. There will be prizes and giveaways and so much more. The 1 day or 2 day pass is $100. If you want to go for only 1 day, which I would not advise, go for two. If you want to go for 1 day, it's $55. Better deal at 2 days. Regardless of how many days you go, you need to go to the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort on Sunday, November 5th and Saturday, November 4th. 2 days of the paranormal at the Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention. And when you get there, tell them the Paranormal Patriot sent you.
When you lose your time, you think it will be enough. In a cage of your life, someday it will make you love. I can't deny that I would find a way to fight. My innocence is my defense.
All right, we're going to go back in the way back machine. We're going to go back to late 1987 through 1988. And we're going to traverse down to Gulf Breeze, Florida. There is a man by the name of Ed Walters. He was a normal guy. He was a contractor. And then, according to him, he witnessed the unexplainable. So in the late 1980s, the town of Gulf Breeze, Florida became the epicenter of a multitude of unexplained UFO sightings. It wasn't just Ed Walters, the contractor. It was multiple people reported seeing strange lights and UFOs in the sky. Ed Walters ended up directly in the middle of the action. These sightings quickly gained national attention because they were amazing. Ed Walters had amazing pictures of what he claims were extraterrestrial unidentified flying objects. Now, while the people of Gulf Breeze were witnessing these lights and this UFO prior to November 11th of 1987, it really gained the notoriety on that day. Because on that day, Ed Walters, again, who was a local contractor, a family man, he allegedly began a long and strange experience with a craft which he calls from another world. Again, November 11th, 1987 in Gulf Breeze, Florida, which is a suburb of Pensacola. That evening, Ed Walters said he was immobilized briefly by a blue beam of light coming from this craft. As he came to, he was able to snap 5 photos of the UFO as it left the area. He later stated that the craft that was hovering 200 feet off the ground right outside of where he was, he said it was right out of a Steven Spielberg movie. And this began the controversy, which is the Gulf Breeze sightings. Over the next couple months, Ed Walters continued to see this UFO and have encounters with this UFO. He was again immobilized by the blue beam and again was able to take pictures. Now, originally, at first, when he was struck by the blue beam, it left him immobilized. He couldn't lift his arms. He always apparently carried his camera around after seeing the UFO. but he had his camera in hand. The blue beam hit him, and he couldn't move. The blue beam went off of him, and he could move again, and he was able to snap amazing-looking photographs. These photographs were on the front page of every newspaper in the surrounding area. Now, these were Polaroid photographs, and they depicted it looks like a UFO, and you can see the blue beam coming down from it. Now, I will be posting some of these pictures on the Paranormal Patriot Facebook page and the Twitter page, so if you haven't liked or followed those, please do so to see those. But the Polaroid photos, even if they are fake, and there was a lot of contention that these are fake, even if they were fake, they are still a source of fascination and controversy. Journalist Daryl Frizzell, he said he wrote about the Gulf Breeze incident in the paper. And he says the images do not resemble saucers. Rather, they look like Chinese lanterns in a way. It's essentially a blue, I don't even know what you call it. I mean, it's almost like two hubcaps, old hubcaps stuck together with a ring in the middle with little windows. And there's a bright ring on the bottom of this UFO. Now, initially, the photographs were met with skepticism. Many suggested that they were models. However, Dr. Bruce McAbee, who was a government research physicist, he investigated this case. He looked at the photos, and he ran the photos through a numerous amount of tests, and he concluded that there was no evidence of a hoax, and he endorsed the photos as authentic. Now, while McAfee conceded that early snapshots were taken with an old Polaroid and that double exposures were possible, he later, and I mean he, when I say he, Walters, Ed Walters, was given a newer model that ejected the film right there, making double exposures difficult. He continued to take photos of the UFO using this newer camera. And this camera was given to him by people who said, your photos are fake. If you can prove to us, if you can take a photo of this UFO with this camera, well, we might believe it. He continued to do so. But it was still met with skepticism. So what did Ed Walters do at that point? Well, he went out and he mounted two Polaroid cameras on opposite ends of a board, which allows different views of the same scene. He continued to take photos with these cameras, and they showed the exact same thing. But he still had his critics. And much like many other alien abductees and people who have had run-ins with UFOs, he claims he has experienced periods of missing time throughout his life. And again, that claim was met with skepticism. Oh, you've had missing time throughout your whole life? Yeah, you're just looking for your 15 minutes of fame. That was the claim that was coming against Ed Walters. But Ed Walters was not deterred. He continued to photograph this UFO. He had an encounter where he heard something outside his bedroom window, lifted the shade, and there was an alien standing right in front of his window. He claims to have heard two aliens conversing, couldn't understand what they were saying, and took a picture of the craft as it was hovering above ground. He also claimed that while driving home one night, at night, he was stopped in the middle of the road by a UFO hovering over the road. Now, this UFO literally was approximately 10 feet above the road surface. When he took a picture of it, people were dumbfounded because the light, the ring, he called it a power ring on the bottom of the UFO, was reflecting on the road. It looked legitimate, and he took it with the newer style Polaroid camera that you can't do double exposures, or they're very difficult. And listen, Ed Walters was not a photographer. He was a contractor. This led people to believe that Gulf Breeze was essentially being invaded by a UFO. The Center for UFO Studies, which was founded by Dr. J. Allen Hynek, concluded that the photos that were produced by Ed Walters were real. Now, other people came out and did their own analysis and said, no, this is a model. And this is where the controversy starts. Because on a search of Ed Walters' house, they supposedly found a model of the exact UFO that Ed Walters was photographing. Ed Walters and his supporters say that it was planted. It was planted to discredit what he was seeing. While other people say, well, that's proof that what he's just looking for fame. This isn't real. These aren't UFOs. But what these critics don't take into account is it wasn't just Ed Walters that were seeing these craft. It was the multitude of people in Gulf Breeze, Florida that were seeing these strange lights and seeing these craft. Years and years later, somebody in Gulf Breeze photographed an almost identical craft as the one that Ed Walters photographed in 1988. To this day, Ed Walters says what he photographed was real. This is, without a doubt, one of the most controversial UFO flaps, UFO encounters, whatever you want to call it, that has ever existed, due to the fact that the photos that were given to the media, that the photos that were produced, if real, prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that we are not alone. Be it another civilization in another galaxy, another planet, or another dimension. We are not alone. We aren't the only things out there. Or it proved that this was one of the biggest, most successful hoaxes in the history of ufology. Ed Walters wrote a book. Ed Walters was on the ufology circuit tour. He was making money off of what he encountered, supposedly encountered. And that in itself rubbed some people the wrong way. Well, he's making money off of what he encountered, he says. This is just proof that it's a hoax. Is it? Because if I had pictures of a UFO hovering over my pool, hovering over my field in the backyard, if I had instances where I was driving home and there's a UFO hovering above the road and I managed to take a picture of it and they went viral, you can be damn sure I'm taking advantage of that. You can't knock the guy for trying to make a buck. That's the American way. It's the American dream. You can do anything you want, be it start your own business, become an actor, become a musician, witness a UFO. For those that listen to the show, that know about ufology, I really, truly want to know your thoughts about this. I personally, and this is my opinion, I was on top of this. I was the one that, I think, was I in Florida at the time? I don't know how I got my hands on a newspaper that the front page of the newspaper showed the pictures of the UFO. This was in the late 1980s. That is what got me into ufology. Maybe it's sentimental. This was my first really big case. But I truly believe that this was a genuine encounter. I don't believe it was a model. The pictures, and again, I'll post them on the Paranormal Patriot Facebook page as well as my Twitter site. I don't think they're fake. I don't think it's a model. If it is, this guy is amazing. And he had help. Which nobody has come forth and said, I helped this guy perpetuate a lie. I don't know if we're ever going to know the truth about the Gulf Breeze sightings. But I am a firm believer that they actually existed. Again, go to the Paranormal Patriot podcast page on Facebook, the new one. Or you can go to the Para P podcast on Twitter. And I will post the pictures. And I want you to look at these and tell me what you think. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got them. We do have them. We've got all the dirt on Biden and his family. But is that enough? Not according to the Justice Department. How infuriating. Sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back. Hey everybody, Tom Velasquez, host of the Paranormal Patriot. Do you like free things? Everybody does. get your free Obama phone, you get your free transportation if you're an illegal. Everybody likes something free. Well, I'm giving true patriots something for free. If you have something you would like to advertise, an event, a book, a conference, yourself, if you have a paranormal investigation group, get a hold of me at theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. Send me a 30-second to 1-minute audio clip of what you're trying to promote, and I will promote it to thousands and thousands of people every week. And the best part, it's all free. No charge to you. I want to help you. This is the way I can. So contact me at theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com for anything you want to promote. Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Phone rings, it's night. Two nights of sleep, blown my head, don't know what to do. I know it's true. I don't wanna say it, but you leave me way less than I need you. I know you want a space, so you can think about us. The silence is killing me and I'm freaking out. Wanna say all the words, I wanna erase your doubts, but I don't know how.
Okay, before we get into the next segment, I want to play for you a clip that Justin, great listener, he's a friend of my son. I don't know if he listened before he was a friend of my son or not. I don't remember. Either way, Justin, thank you for sending me this clip. This is a clip that some people say is Princess Diana, that she is essentially calling out and saying that death is irreversible. This was at the Queen's funeral. Listen to this. Is this Princess Diana?
That death is irreversible and the fact that she's
dead. As you can see.
So there's some other voice at the end. I don't know who that is, but I mean, it sounds like Diana. Could it be a fake, a forgery, a fraud? Who knows? But I thought that was really interesting, and I wanted to give Justin some props for sending that to me, and he sent it to me at theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. If you need to get a hold of me, theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com, disregard ghostseeker4@charter.net. No longer there. So, let's move on. Whistleblowers. They only matter if they're going against somebody on the Republican side. If there's a whistleblower that's calling out somebody on the left, it doesn't matter. They apparently can't be trusted and they're irrelevant. Well, that's what's going on right now because Joe Biden is in a world of hurt. His family is in a world of hurt because a whistleblower came out and basically said, Joe Biden, he doesn't care about this country. He has sold out this country for money. And ladies and gentlemen, what Joe Biden and his family have done is nothing short of treason. But don't take my word for it. Listen to James Comer, representative from Kentucky. Listen to what he has to say.
First instance, while Vice President Biden was lecturing Romania on anti-corruption policies, in reality, he was a walking billboard for his son and family to collect money. Hunter Biden and his associates capitalized on a lucrative financial relationship with a Romanian national who was under investigation for and later convicted of corruption in Romania. The Bidens received over $1 million for the deal. And 16 of the 17 payments to their associates' account that funneled the Bidens' money occurred while Joe Biden was vice president.
Wow.
In fact, the money stops flowing from the Romanian national soon after Joe Biden leaves the vice presidency. This is a pattern of influence peddling. This appears separate from any payment Hunter received from his work connecting this individual to a U.S. law firm.
So Joe Biden was working with a corrupt, somebody who was arrested and charged with corruption. He was working with a Romanian and received $1 million. Now, listen, there are some of you out there that still believe that this guy's on the up and up. He's got America's best interest in mind. I want to play for you a clip, an audio clip, one we all know well and true. This is from the mouth of Joe Biden. This is essentially him saying, I'm corrupt. I want you to listen to this, and I'm going to reiterate on this after it's played. But listen to this. We all know it, but I feel in this instance, I have to replay it. Because for those of you who don't think Joe Biden has done anything wrong, that he can't sell out this country, listen to this.
I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to the press conference. Said, "No," I said, "I'm not going to. We're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was what, 6 hours. I looked. I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money."
Here we go.
Well, son of a bitch, got fired, and they put in place someone who was solid. At the time.
Let me paraphrase that for you. The Ukrainians had a prosecutor that was looking into the business dealings of the Obama-Biden presidency. And they didn't like that. And they said, here, we have $1 billion for you. This is before the Ukrainian war with Russia. We are giving them $1 billion. Why? What is Ukraine? What is Ukraine doing for us that they are gifted $1 billion other than they're helping line the pockets of the Democrats? Regardless, they had a prosecutor that was looking into the business dealings of Obama and Biden. And Joe Biden said, yeah, this guy's still around. We're not giving you $1 billion. If you want $1 billion, you're going to have to fire this prosecutor. And they did. And in his words, they put someone in place that was basically all right. He was the one we wanted. How is that not corruption? How do you read that? How do you hear that and not say, that's a little sketchy? But let's move on. We have Nancy Mace, a representative from South Carolina, talking about what they found during this investigation of Biden and his family. Listen to this.
Thank you, Chairman Comer, for your leadership. In less than 100 days of subpoena power, this has been one of the most in-depth investigations the House Oversight Committee has ever had in recent history. And I would hope that the media here today would put as much attention and interest and focus on this as they have a former president for years.
I'm going to stop right there. How many of you have seen this on the news, the mainstream news? I'm guaranteeing you, you haven't, because they are terrified. They know we got him. We caught him. Their only response, nope, we can't put this out. We cannot let the public know that Biden is a traitor. But let's put out this news about Trump and Stormy Daniels and this horrific verdict on Trump and this 30-year-old rape verdict. Now, listen, I'm going to change gears a little bit here for a quick second. Trump was ordered to pay $5 million to this lady who 30 years ago said Trump sexually assaulted her or raped her in a department store. First off, it's Donald Trump. He's not going to rape you in a department store. Secondly, the trial wasn't a sexual assault trial. It was a rape trial. There was nothing on the docket regarding sexual assault. It was, did Donald Trump rape this woman or not? They couldn't prove that Donald Trump raped this woman. So what did they do? They said he sexually assaulted her and he owes her $5 million. That was not what the trial was about. You can't charge him with sexual assault when he's not been brought up on those charges. He was on trial for rape. He didn't rape her. Obviously, because the New York jury, if, trust me, in New York, if there was even an ounce of doubt that he raped her, yeah, he would have been found guilty of rape. But they couldn't find any evidence that he raped her. So what did they do? They say, you sexually assaulted her. Wait a minute, I wasn't even on trial for that. How is Donald Trump even, how is he even being charged for this? This is the lengths that the Democrats are going right now. He's not going to get a fair trial. But we're going to focus on Donald Trump and his Stormy Daniels and his 30-year-old court case. How much of Joe Biden and his family's treason are we hearing about? Quick answer, none. They don't want it out. Let's continue.
Years, the left has said no one is above the law. Well, put your money where your mouth is and prove that, because the American people do not trust the federal government. They don't trust Congress. They don't even trust current presidents because of the kind of possible and alleged corruption that we see at every level of government, and no one is ever held to account. I try to call the balls and strikes regardless of whether or not you have an R or a D by your name. I've been accused, all of us have been, over this particular issue that we're conspiracy theorists. We're not. What we're proving to you today is showing you actual bank records, actual evidence of shell companies and businesses, or more businesses and more Bidens involved that we knew of. You have to issue more subpoenas because every time we turn over a rock, there's more information, there's more possible corruption, there's more possible allegations that need to be investigated.
She's absolutely right. Everywhere they turn, the Biden, it isn't just Joe Biden, and it's not just Hunter Biden, it's the whole Biden family. They're selling out this country. It's corruption to its core. They've got the records. They've got the bank records. The proof is right there. But the mainstream media is not going to talk about it. We have a president who has no qualms about selling out this country, selling this country down the river to make his financial worth even better. What does that make you think? You still want to vote for this guy? He wouldn't think twice about selling you down the river, as long as it makes him more money. That's what he's all about. That's what the whole Democrat Party is. When everybody was up in arms when Biden won, and all the Trump supporters were like, listen, it's going to get bad. This guy is going to destroy the country. You guys fought us tooth and nail. Joe Biden's the great unifier. He's going to be the best thing to happen to this country. We're going to be one country. Really? How's that working out for you? Because most of the people I know that voted for Joe Biden regret their vote. But yet, they're saying that Joe Biden is beating Trump. And if the election were held today, no freaking way. I'm going to end this segment with an audio clip of Byron Donalds, a representative from Florida. He's going to talk about what they found when they were investigating the Bidens. Listen to this.
Thank you, Chairman. Thanks for being here, everybody. Look, a couple things. First, what we're seeing here, what we're witnessing with the Biden family, frankly, is just a web of concealment, of deception. So a lot of people would say corruption. But let's be very clear. You have this many companies involved, this velocity of transactions, size of transactions. Like my colleagues have said, this is not how normal businesses operate. I had the ability with Chairman Comer and other members of the committee to go over to the Treasury building and review documents. And having read those documents, one thing is became pretty crystal clear that there were many people who had serious questions about the transactions and about the velocity of these transactions. And they either get very, very deep into concealment, hiding money, shifting money. And for the purpose, we don't know, because one thing everybody in this room and the American people definitely know is that the Biden family doesn't really have a business. There is no business structure around this family except politics. And since Joe Biden has spent decades in the Senate, served 8 years as vice president, and is now president of the United States, and the family's getting money from various countries and foreign businesses through various shell companies and this web of LLCs. I mean, guys, you in the press, this is easy pickings. I'm giving you Pulitzer stuff here. Like, all you have to do is literally look at our memo and see the level of detail upon which they have created this. It's very, very frustrating. We have now been able to clearly see that the Biden's associates, like Rob Walker, Eric Sherman, has been discussed, created at least 16 companies while Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. 16 companies created while he was vice president. Now the list is 20, and as we continue our investigation, that list is growing. And like I said before, the question is, to serve what purpose? And the purpose of all these companies being created is to conceal money that the Biden family has been gaining because Joe Biden has been sitting at the upper echelon of our politics for almost five decades.
Mr. Donalds has hit the nail on the head. To all the members of the media, it's right there. They gave you a slam dunk. You choose not to run with it. You choose to pass it off to the other team so you don't expose Joe Biden and his family. I'm telling you right now, the proof is there. Joe Biden has sold out his country. He's sold out you and I. The only expectable response to this is to round up every member of his family that received money during this corruption, during his hiding of this money by creating at least 20 businesses to hide the money flow, to hide the cash flow. You round up every single one of them, and you charge them with treason, and you hang them by their necks. They sold us out. There's no other expected response other than they created or they perpetuated treason against you and I. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be back next week. Thanks for listening.